Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5356, Baruch Hashem, the 10th of Nisan, Hetovshin, Zion, Brooklyn, New York. To Honorable Mr. Moshe Sheyichya Ben Nachum. Shalom Avrachim. The Rebbe says, it was pleasant for me to receive your letter and thank you for the paying attention to send me a report about the visit of the Shlichim in Ayanot. We had it before already. The couples used to go out making visitation, and this individual, Moshe Ben Nachum, he had the insight to write to the Rebbe about how much the report about the visit. So the Rebbe is thanking him for taking note of this and bothering to write the Rebbe a response. And the Rebbe says, I was very happy that the mutual impression was positive and good, to the extent that you requested to confirm to set up the Parshat Shkolim. That's the parsha that you read before Rosh Chodesh Adar. That should be the Chabad Shabbat in Ayanot. In other words, seems like that Shabbos, he wants to make it an annual Shabbos. Well, he made a mistake suggesting to wait a whole year, only once a year, our Shabbat with the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, however, according to the Chabad view, you don't push off something good for an entire year, especially when we are in a period of, the world is shaking, it's trembling. There's earthquakes on the spiritual level. 12 months in our time is equal, valued many times as such if you measure it normal years. Today, 12 months, what the turmoil and things that are transpiring in the speed of time. So 12 months is would be, in the olden days, that would be a long time. But over there today, it's huge. So, if that's true generally, so how much more so when this is something which is important to benefit the youth? At an age in which they are formed, that they're, it's set the way they're shaped, then it's not the same that you did a year previously. In which it was set, the way it was formed, for the activities for many years afterwards. So the Rebbe said that one activity, that one year, if you get it in the right time, you could actually make an impression for many, many more years to come. So, either way, the Rebbe says, it is my hope, this was a good beginning, to bring the hearts together, to bring this camaraderie, this closeness, based on our Torah, which says that the important big rule is, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, love thy fellow as yourself. As we emphasize in the beginning of the order of Pesach as the law, what do we do? Pesach Hilchosei. You gather the four sons who have various different outlooks from one extreme to the other extreme around the Father's table, who teaches them all what the Torah has said, what the Torah has spoken. The Father speaks to all of His children, to the Chacham, the Rosha, the Tam, the Sheina, the Elisha, the Father teaches them. The Rebbe says, with honor, with blessing for a Pesach Kosher V'Sameach. So he wrote the Rebbe a report. The Rebbe is happy about the visit, but he said that they want to set it up for next year, make this an annual Shabbat Shkolim in Ayanot. And the Rebbe says, shouldn't wait so long. And the Rebbe explains, especially nowadays, especially when we talk about youth, can't push things off. Either way, the Rebbe Buzz is happy that there was a closeness of a meeting of minds, of hearts. And this is an important part of the Torah, Haftel Recha Moicha. And it's also, this is what Pesach is all about. The father gets, teaches all the children, utilize this, and bring together to teach and educate the